Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Maggie Smith. Welcome, Maggie.
Thank you, Father.
Maggie is the youth minister at St. Matthew's in Gehenna. Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day. We lift up all of our listeners to you. Open their hearts to receive your love and mercy and your guidance this day. Bless them and protect them from all harm through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Maggie, as always, when in these series of conversations on discipleship, we always begin with kind of your story of how you came to know the Lord, how you became a disciple of the Lord. Perhaps you could share your own with us.
That's a great prompt. So I don't know if I have one or even, I don't know, like I don't have a big conversion moment. My parents are very faithful, and I think something just about like my personality and how I view life, like I just remember my whole life talking to the Lord. Like I remember praying by myself every day in bed, just like when I was little. When I was scared at night, I would always picture myself in God's hand, like he was holding me, and that's how I would fall asleep. But I would say my faith really got ignited in a like a more zealous, real way when I was in middle school. I started going to a youth group at St. Matthew. So I went to Gehenna School my whole life until eighth grade, and then I went to St. Matthew. And my friend, Megan Baum, was the youth minister. And I just remember starting to go to youth group and learning, you know, praise and worship and learning how to pray in different ways. And my heart was just so ignited for the Lord. And then I had this natural inclination towards like a contemplative state. So I remember being in middle school and like contemplating and sitting in God's presence and just hearing his voice and you know. And then through high school, people in my life, like mentors, like Dan Demite was my youth minister in high school, and they started putting words and like giving me language for what I was experiencing, like hearing God's voice and Lectio Divina. This is actually what you're doing when you're reading scripture and it's like hitting your heart. And this is what's happening when you receive the Eucharist and you feel the presence of God. So I think there's just a huge grace over my life, which is a huge gift from the Lord that he just got me from such a young age. And it was so natural and normal for me to pray and to believe in Jesus as like a really real person and the Father as like my Father. So yeah, it was more just a gradual inclination in my faith rather than any sort of big conversion story or anything like that, which I'm really grateful for because I didn't really have to miss out on like many years without the Lord. So yeah.
Then when did you graduated from Gehenna Lincoln?
I went to Gehenna Public Schools until eighth grade. Then I went to St. Matthew. Then I went to Bishop Hartley.
Okay.
And graduated from Bishop Hartley. Yeah.
Excellent. When did you start at St. Matthew's as the youth minister?
They hired me when I was 19. I went to Ohio Dominican, and going into my sophomore year of college, I served my first summer at CYSE as a summer missionary. And if you know anything about CYSE, you go to Mass every Sunday at camp. So my first Sunday back from camp at St. Matthew, totally unexpected, I'm sitting at Mass, and I had heard that the youth minister moved on to be a teacher at DeSales, and so I knew the position was open, wasn't really thinking about it, but I was at Mass, and it was one of the most significant, profound calls I've ever felt in my life. I was just sitting at Mass, and it was like, I have to be here. Like, I have to be here. I remember feeling like on fire, like literally. And it was so aggressive, honestly, of the Lord to do that. And so I remember kind of like talking to my family about it. Like I asked my older brother, I was like, I think I'm going to switch core teams. Like, cause I was helping at St. Catharines. I was like, I think I'm going to, you know, go to St. Matthew now and help them out. I just feel called. And he was like, why don't you apply for the job? And I feel like that's just the nudge I needed from someone to be like, yeah, you should actually just apply for that job. So I sent them an email and, you know, all the process, whatever. And then they hired me and I was only 19. And, it was crazy. Like, it was horrible and really hard for like 2 years. I don't think I showed that externally, but it was such a pressing in my life because I was like, I'm 19. Some of these kids are 17. Why do I have this job? Like, what gives me the right? And it's just so amazing. I look back now, I'm 23. It's actually my fifth year at St. Matthew, to just see how the ministry has developed with my own heart and my own Christian maturity. It's actually really beautiful. But yeah, they, Father Sill, shout out to him. He hired a 19-year-old to be a youth minister, so that's exciting.
We're, I think probably in a future segment, we can talk a little bit more about youth ministry and kind of philosophies of youth ministry and all that kind of jazz. Yes. But I was wondering, you know, what really struck me in your story is the importance and really almost centrality of prayer in the life of discipleship. You know, I think it's like something that continually needs emphasized. And I oftentimes see in parish life where maybe we don't teach people how to pray. Yeah. So I think first of all is, where did this come from? I mean, obviously your parents probably taught you how to pray. But, you know, I mean, so we're presumed, do you remember your parents teaching you how to pray, or?
I remember we always went to CCD, and I imagine that that's where I learned. But, so I have an English degree, so I always had this inclination to write. So I feel like I just started journaling, because it was natural. Like, I feel like I have a lot of journals from when I was little, and I feel like, I don't know if anyone taught me, like, hey, you should write this down. I think I just was like, I'm going to write this down. So that's mostly how my prayer started. And then, well, my parents would pray with us every night before bed. Like, we would always gather in someone's room. Who are you thankful? Like, what are you thankful for? Who are you praying for? And then we would pray. And then, like, I have memories of them doing it all together and then just coming to my room with me and praying. So that was definitely ingrained in me. You know, that you pray before bed, you, when you're laying in bed, you can pray, you can talk to Jesus. But other than that, I don't know. I mean, when I was in high school, of course, like, that's when it became very solid of, like, this is how you pray, this is Lectio Divina, you know.
How, so maybe you could sketch out for us, like, say, your holy hour. I presume you do some. So holy hour, of course, is some time of adoration before the Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. Sometimes it's not an hour, you know, holy half hour, holy three hours, you know, whatever. So what does your time of prayer look like?
Yes. So if I'm in adoration, I usually just take a good amount of time to just sit with the Lord. Like I said, my heart has such an inclination just to contemplate and to be in God's presence. I have found, and I think that the church has said this over and over again, the quickest way to like get your heart to a place of presence with the Lord is just start worshiping him. So like I'm in adoration or I start my time of prayer just like, Jesus, you're so holy, you're so good, you're worthy. And I've even found that when I make my body like come into command of what I want to happen, like even putting my hands up like this in the chapel, it just lifts my soul to that place of we're worshiping Jesus right now. And so yeah, just starting with a time of worship in my words and in my disposition, and then usually just moves to a time of, like I said, contemplation, just being in God's presence, like just like the simplicity of it, not even saying words, of just feeling like two hearts coming together. And then usually read scripture, you know, whether that's a gospel verse or a letter from Paul. I've been reading Acts of the Apostles, and I just keep laughing as I'm reading it. I'm like, this is insane. Like, what are they doing? It's like crazy. So read scripture and then journal about it. The Lord is usually pretty clear with me, highlighting like how even if something is so obscure, just like how it actually relates to my own life. And I would say that's like typical for a time of prayer for me.
How do you is there like a clock that you're looking at, or how do you like kind of dismount out of that? Yeah, I think even that, like, I mean, is it, well, first of all, I think, how do you know your time is up with the Lord?
Well, sometimes just naturally you have to go do something. I don't know. No one's ever asked me that question. Dang it.
All right. Sorry. Well, you know, sort of like at the end of your time of prayer.
Yeah.
What do you kind of end with?
Okay. So, if I'm in adoration, I always end with praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. That's always my end. Yeah. And like you usually say that as I'm bowing on my knees before the Eucharist, before I leave. That's kind of like how I close off in my own heart and mind. Yeah.
Excellent. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Maggie Smith. Maggie is the youth minister at St. Matthew's. Thank you so much for joining us, Maggie.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening again to Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.